Can you put the second verse there, sister? Just the words. It's okay, Brother George. Perfect submission. It says, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bringing from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Amen. We believe that those visions of rapture, now they are bursting on our sight. Amen. That we don't see whatever is going around here. Like Elisha and Gehazi on that mountain, instead of looking at the circumstances, Elisha was looking beyond the circumstances. And there was visions of rapture. Amen. There were angels all around. And that's why the circumstances, the symptoms wouldn't do anything to Elisha. That's why we can stand here, no matter the symptoms, no matter what we are going through, but we stand believing that him that is with us is greater than him that is in the world. Amen. We really thank the Lord for this Sunday morning. It was not easy for me to get to prepare, especially this weekend. My mom was critically sick in Congo. So from Friday evening, I really didn't sleep that night. So we had to just coordinate things and make sure that everything is fine there. And yesterday, it was not even easy to get into the word to prepare because my heart was not really settled. But God, as I was saying, we are not looking at symptoms. Visions of rapture are bursting on our sight. Amen. Amen. So no matter what we are seeing, angels are there. Amen. If God doesn't allow it to happen the way we want it, then the angels will take her home. Amen. But from the report we are receiving, the situation is a bit stable now. And it's under control, and we believe that God will do something. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you this morning for giving us another opportunity to be in your presence. Bless your people who have come. Bless those who are following on Zoom, on YouTube, wherever they are in the world, O Lord. Be with us now as we open your word. Grant us your mercy. Heal the sick. Grant us according to our faith, O Lord, and answer to our petitions as we ask it in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's open Genesis 24 from verse 23 to 28. Genesis 24 from 23 to 28. I read from 22. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earrings of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, "Whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee. Is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in?" And she said unto him, "I am the daughter of Bethuel, the son of Milcah, which she bare unto Nahor." She said moreover unto him, "We have both straw and provender enough and room to lodge in." And the man bowed down his head and worshipped the Lord. And he said, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." And the damsel ran and told them of her mother's house these things. Amen. You may be seated. So please keep praying for us. There's many things that we can't just say here, but keep us in prayer, and one day we'll share them with you. Amen. So, we are just looking at that Eliezer ministry, and today we are going to talk about Rebecca's attitude. So, since we are talking about the harvest time and how Rebecca has to prepare to be brought home. And when Rebecca had acknowledged that this man is a God's servant, this man is God's messenger. In other words, this man is God's angel. Rebecca took a certain attitude. And that's what we are going to see today. The prophet says, in the end time evangelism, he said, after Eliezer found the character, then the next thing was getting her ready to go. Amen. So after Rebecca has discovered, Eliezer has prayed and found that this girl, this woman is the answer to my prayer, his next job, his next duty was to get Rebecca ready to go home. We saw last week that Rebecca, from the time she discovered, she got the revelation that Eliezer was God's messenger, she ministered to the message. She took position for the message. But not only that, she took a certain attitude toward the message and the messenger. The prophet says in the same sermon, and when he found out, and then when Eliezer found the character that was in the woman Rebecca, the beautiful bride of Isaac, he told her about Isaac. That was the first thing. He gave her the revelation of who the groom was. And she never questioned one thing. She believed the word of the messenger and she made ready to go. Amen. Amen. That was Rebecca's attitude. Eliezer's duty was to get her ready to go. Eliezer had everything it took her for to take her home, but it was relying now on Rebecca's attitude. If Rebecca didn't take the correct attitude, she would have missed the goal. She would have missed the opportunity because the camels were there. The dress was there. The everything, jewelry, everything she needed to get dressed was there. But her attitude was the key point that would determine whether she will make it or not. And Rebecca knew. Rebecca had the revelation. Rebecca was the Bible reader. Rebecca had read the story of the children of Israel because she has been raised in that faith. She knew what, you know, importance it was to listening to the messenger. She knew how important it was to pay attention, to pay heed to the voice of the angel. Why? Let's read Exodus 23:20-22. Rebecca could refer back to the story of her fathers. Amen. Rebecca knew, had the revelation that there is something about listening to the voice of the angel. Amen. Rebecca could go back to her father. Amen. Rebecca could go back and understand there was something because she was living by faith. Amen. She was living by revelation. If you go into Hebrews 11, you'll see all those heroes of faith that are listed there. Some of them didn't have the Bible to read. Some of them lived in the time where the Bible was not written yet. But they manifested a character which was confirmed when the Bible came to be written. Amen. So Rebecca, by revelation, I know that time, Exodus 23 was not written yet. But Rebecca, by revelation, she went into the mind of God. And she read Exodus 23. Let's read it from verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Rebecca knew that Eliezer was the angel of God. Eliezer was the fulfillment of the scripture in shadow. He said, beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression. For my name is in him. Remember, his name was Eliezer. There was a portion of the name of God in his name. Amen. His name was El. Isaac. Amen. God said it was a shadow, a prefiguration of that angel to come. Eliezer had the name of God in him. And he was prepared for Rebecca, as it says in verse 20, ascend an angel to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Rebecca, having that revelation that this is the angel that will bring me to the place that God had prepared, she knew that the next verse was applying to her case, which was, beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not. Verse 22. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, because the word of God was in the mouth of Eliezer, and do all that I speak, then I'll be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversary. For mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee into the Amorites and the Hittites and the so forth. Amen. Rebecca knew the importance of listening, of paying heed to the voice of the angel. She knew that if she questioned the angel, there was something wrong that would happen. She wouldn't make it to the promised land. She wouldn't make it to the place God had prepared. That's why her attitude was an attitude of submission. Her attitude was an attitude of faith and full confidence into the messenger. That was Rebecca's attitude then. That must be Rebecca's attitude today. Because those who didn't hearken, those who didn't pay heed to the voice of the angel, will see what happened to them in the desert. Because they had an angel, those Moses was talking to, God had prepared an angel. When I'm talking about an angel, be spiritual, amen, to understand that when, you know, angel shouldn't always have wings with them. Moses was the angel of God to the children of Israel. And Moses, if you go and read the unveiling of God, you see that the prophet says God has put his name in Moses. Moses was that angel that God has provided for them to take them from bondage and take them into the place he had prepared for them. But they questioned Moses. The bride's attitude that time was not of sitting, standing still and, you know, submit and yielding to the will of God through his angel. The bride's attitude was an attitude of murmuring. It was an attitude of questioning Moses' authority. Every time, at every step, instead of, you know, putting their faith, instead of putting their confidence, as Brother Wilmore was preaching on Friday, confidence. Amen. Whom In whom are you placing your confidence? Because if you trust someone, you know, the time you start questioning if you have to trust or not to trust someone, know yourself that you don't trust him. Amen. If you just start to question, should I or should I not, it's a clear indication that you don't trust. Because someone you trust, that question will not come up. Amen. So, they were meant to put all their confidence, because Moses has met the pillar of fire. Because not only that, Moses went into the mountain. Moses saw the vision. Moses had the road map. Moses saw the full unveiling, unfolding of the plan from the time they left to the time they will be established. But what was the bride's attitude that time? They started questioning. But Rebecca didn't question. Rebecca, she didn't even ask so many questions. Nowhere in the Bible that tells us Rebecca asked the question. Rebecca just heard, the man telling her about Isaac, about his master, about everything. And Rebecca ran to her family to tell them, I found someone there. I've met a message. I believe the message. Amen. And the messages come to make me ready to go. Amen. Do you know the man? I don't know. I've never met him. But I know God has put his name in him. Amen. Amen. Since Rebecca got the revelation that the name of God is in Eliezer, there was no doubt possible. There was no room for doubt in Rebecca. Amen. But those who doubted, because today we want to focus on Rebecca's attitude. Today is Rebecca's attitude. You have done the best. You have been there, paying your tithes, being a good Christian. We know we don't live in sin. You don't live in sin. You have, forsaken everything, all the temptation that is out there. Clubs and the drink and the girls and boys and, the opportunities you have to bribe, to get a lot of money. You have put all that aside. But don't let your doubt be the thing that will make all your sacrifices be in vain. Amen. Because it will be sad to see that at the end, those who enjoyed the world, those who really will go in hell saying, oh, we deserve to go to hell. Amen. They'll be there in hell. Though whatever happened, they say, oh, I deserve to be here anyway. He enjoyed the world. But seeing you with them, they'll say, man, what's happening, sister? But you were, when we were going to discos, you were not coming with us. When we were stealing, you were not stealing with us. When we are having boys and girls friends, you were not having with us. How come you are with us here? You see the point. If you want, I would better deserve hell. Go to hell and say, even if I'm here. You remember that thief at the cross with Jesus? One of them was sincere. He was telling to his friend, we deserve to be here. You have been stealing all our lives. You have been killing. You have been, robbing and doing everything. We deserve to be here, but not this man. But don't let it be like that for you because of your doubts. Amen. Don't question the message of the hour. From the time you are convinced that God has placed his name in Eliezer, Rebecca, all her questioning stopped. All her doubt stopped. Even when her family members tried to convince her not to follow the message, she said, I have believed the message. I will follow this man. Though I don't understand everything, though I've not even seen Isaac, but I will follow the man. Why? Because there is no more room for my questioning. In In number 18, I'm just going to read a few verses there. It's a long, long reading, but I'm just going to skip, follow along with me. It gives us, you know, the faith of those who took a different attitude than Rebecca. Those who questioned the angels. Those who question the ministry, those who question the authority of Moses. Because Moses was that angel of Exodus 23. God said, listen to his voice. You know, he said, it's very important. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions. Provoke him not. Don't question the angel's authority. Amen. Those who tried to question the angel's authority, let's see what happened to them. Number 18, from verse 1. Now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Pelet, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel. Remember, these people were ministers. Amen. They were Levites. They were ministers. They rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel. 250 princes of the assembly, famous in congregation, men of renown. It won't be, you know, ordinary people that will start to make you question the prophet's authority. It will be people of renown, ministers, and they took with them princes, businessmen. They took with them scientists. They took with them doctors. They took with them politicians. You know, it was a very influential group of people compared to Moses and Aaron. You know, it was easy to get seduced by this kind of people. And they said, and they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron and said unto them, you take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore, then lift you up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord. So they started, you know, questioning. They started doubting Moses' authority. Forgetting that Moses is the only one that saw the pillar of fire. Amen. Amen. Moses is the only one that met God face to face. Because when it comes to the pillar of fire, my brother, my sister, for me, I don't know for you, but the only pillar of fire in this age that has been confirmed and proven and tested by science is that one. Amen. I don't doubt there may be other pillar of fires. Don't get me wrong. It may be a genuine pillar of fire, but I'm not obliged to believe it. Amen. This one has been proved. This one has been tested by the best scientists there was in that time. Amen. You bring me yours, I won't say anything. I don't want to blaspheme. Amen. But until it is taken to George J. Lacey, amen, and proven and testified, then... Amen. But even though, even if you bring a genuine pillar of fire, but the man, the ministry God has confirmed today is this one. Amen. Amen. So, because it starts like that, we don't want to go deep into that, but we've seen people coming with their pillar of fires and then start questioning God's authority. If you read that Bible, if you read this verse, you'll see Moses called them. He said, you come. Bring your incenses
Aaron too will bring his incense. You bring your pillar of fires. Aaron will bring his pillar of fire. And we'll see which one God will confirm. And God confirmed Aaron's pillar of fire. There was many pillars of fires that time. There were 250 of them. But the only one God confirmed was Aaron's pillar of fire. Amen. So no matter how much noise they made, no matter how much, you know, influential they were, but the man God had confirmed was Moses and Aaron, his prophet. Amen. Not trusting, questioning Aaron's authority, Moses' authority. Let's see what it brought to them. And he had brought thee near, that's Moses, verse 10. And he has brought thee near to him and all his brethren and sons of Levi. No, Moses talking to as Datan, and I have no time to read everything. And seek ye priesthood also. For which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord. And what is Aaron that you murmur against him? Moses is, you know, trying to counsel them. He's trying to help them, to bring them back to their normal, to reason. And Moses sent to call Datan and Abiram, the son of Eliab, which said, we will not come up. You see the level of rebellion. The Bible said, don't doubt about Moses. Don't provoke him. But Moses is sending them. You guys come. I don't want to blame you. I just want to arrange between. We are brethren. Let's just discuss around the word. He said, we are not coming. And in the following verses, you'll see, they even said things very impolite, things against Moses and Aaron. Verse 28. And Moses said, hereby you shall know that the Lord had sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them on my own mind. If these men died the common death of all men, or if they be visited after a visitation of all men, then the Lord has not sent me. Now judgment is coming upon them. He has tried to persuade them, to bring them back to reason. They didn't believe. But the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them. And they go down quick into the pit. Then they shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. And that's what happened exactly. After Moses has spoken, the earth opened and these men were swallowed. Why? Questioning God's authority. Questioning the messenger's authority. And read all your book of Exodus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. You'll find every man, every woman who questioned the authority of Moses, they ended up not entering the land. Amen. So if we want to be partakers of that God's blessing, of that bride, Rebecca, today, Amen. Let's, you know, yield to the voice of the messenger. Let's not provoke the angel. Let's be submissive. Let's not question God's messenger. Let's believe and let God really lead us through what he has prepared for us. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. Take now control of the rest of the service in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.